Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, dear Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Union, Commission, sorry, a special welcome to all of you to the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, and welcome to the 30th Crystal Award celebration. Since 1995, we honor cultural leaders who are not only exceptional artists, but who are also deeply engaged in social or environmental issues. Culture is not just an expression of our humanity, it is the very essence of it. It connects us, enriches our lives, and provides a mirror through which we can reflect on our past and then envision our future and rebuild trust. When culture intertwines with social engagement, it transforms it into a dynamic force. It breaks barriers, builds bridges, and ignites a sense of community and belonging. It encourages us to look beyond ourselves, to understand and empathize with others, and work together towards common goals. Tonight, we are delighted to celebrate the contributions to society and honor three exceptional cultural leaders, each from a different discipline and region, yet united in their ability to inspire trust and connectivity. Our first Crystal Awardee is Francis Kéré. Francis Kéré receives the 2024 Crystal Award for his exemplary leadership in providing the Gando community the means towards a socially, economically, and ecologically sustainable future through projects that focus on education, health, and the environment. From his roots in Burkina Faso to the global stage, Francis Kéré has redefined the boundaries of architecture. His unique fusion of traditional materials and contemporary techniques has not only resulted in striking designs, but also in spaces deeply connected to the community's needs. The essence of his work lies in his belief that architecture goes beyond the creation of physical structures. It's about forging sustainable and socially responsible environments. The Architectural Office Kéré Architecture has received national and international recognition, including the Pritzker Prize in 2022, the Premium Imperiale in 2023, and the Aga Khan Award for Architecture in 2004 for his first building, the Gando Primary School in Burkina Faso. Currently, Francis Kéré is working on the Bena National Assembly, the Goethe Institute in Dakar, as well as teaching at several universities in Germany, Switzerland, and the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating Francis Kéré for receiving the 2024 Crystal Award. Please join me on stage.
Well, Mrs. Schwab, thank you so much. Honorees, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. It's a great day. I have seen heroes of myself here, and I feel intimidated. So being here is for me, let's say, a milestone. I was born in Burkina Faso, in a little village called Gando. When I was a kid, we had no access to clean drinking water. We had no electricity. and no healthcare facilities and no school. But my father wanted me to learn how to write and read. And so he sent me to a school far away from the village. I left my family, my friends, and my community when I was 7. It sounds hard, but it was a huge chance for me to attend education. And that is the reason why I'm here today. I had access. I'm privileged. So at school, I sat with more than 150 other kids. In little classrooms, there was dark and hot inside. So, you know, I'm like everyone here. When we were kids, we always dreamed to make things better. And my dream was, if I become adult, I want to make things better. So at school, I was curious to learn, and I quickly succeeded, and I got a scholarship to go to Germany, and then it allowed me to start to study architecture. But you know, already as a student, I feel very, very privileged, and I decided to go back to Burkina and build a school so that the kids can stay with their communities and attend education. That was a great idea, and I had to fight for it. First, I told my people, if we want to have a school that has a stronger impact and bring us a stronger future, we should do it ourselves and not to wait for someone that come and do it for you, for us. And also, I said it is important to use the most available material we had in the village, which was clay. Believe me, it was not easy to convince, but I succeeded, and we built a school. With the help of the community for the community. So I hope I don't need to explain you how great a privilege it is for me to be here in front of you, in Davos, a place that I have always think it is something far, far away. But I'm here to receive the Crystal Award. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel very, very honored. I feel encouraged to keep pushing. But with such an award, you are creating a bigger visibility to my work. So a lot of demand will be coming to me. So I'm not afraid about it. And I want to share. I want to share my work with many other people, with the world. But as you know, an individual alone cannot do everything. So I hope of your support. You are our elite. Yes, yes, you are our elite. And if you help me, you could make me a catalyst to bring quality, comfort, you know, and hope to the world through my work. And if you help me through training, I will make millions of young people in the world to be able to engage themselves for their communities, in creating great structure for their communities. And this way, these young people will contribute to grow the world of the world and make it a better place for all of us. So thank you very much for having me here. Thank you very much for awarding me. And to my fellow awardees, congratulations. To every one of you, Happy New Year. Enjoy the conferences. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next awardee is Michelle Yeo. Michelle Yeo receives the 2024 Crystal Award for her exemplary commitment in empowering the most vulnerable, including women, those living in poverty, and those facing disasters and crisis. Michelle Yeo's journey in the world of cinema is nothing short of legendary. From breathtaking action roles that defied gender stereotypes to powerful, dramatic performances that captivated audiences worldwide, her versatility as an actor is unparalleled. Last year, in 2023, she made history, becoming the first actor of Asian descent to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. She has starred in over 60 films. You certainly remember the James Bond, Tomorrow Never Dies, or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. But what truly sets her apart is her unwavering commitment using her platform for positive change. As UNDP Goodwill Ambassador, Michelle is committed to raising awareness and mobilizing support for the Sustainable Development Goals, for sustainable fashion and disaster preparedness, as well as being a strong advocate for road safety. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating Michelle Yeo for receiving the 2024 Crystal Award.
Thank you, Hilde. You certainly paved the way for me to be here tonight. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, thank you to the World Economic Forum for this unique and profound award. I am thrilled and honored today to be recognized for my small part in the extraordinary work that I do with UNDP, with IPI, with ICM, and as a UN Road Safety Ambassador. As you know, my day job is very different, of course. I'm an actress who got my start taking on bad guys, kicking and punching and leaping in action films. For a young girl from Ipoh, Malaysia, whose dream of dancing was crushed by a life-changing injury, it was action. And the impulse to embrace change and ultimately open doors to a life I could never have imagined. Perhaps that is why I am so tremendously inspired by the work of these organizations, like the UNDP and their commitment to women empowerment goals. In the real world, they are the true action heroes. Taking on gender inequality through targeted initiatives that incorporate the experiences, needs, and contributions of women, they challenge structural barriers, promote autonomy, and alleviate suffering in the face of climate change, conflict, and poverty. At the core of their work is the simple belief that you cannot hope to build a better world while subjugating half the world's populations. Seems obvious to me. Too often, new mothers are not supported by social programs or maternity help. Too often, young girls are withheld basic access to education and advancement that could spark a brighter future for all of us. They believe, as I do, that gender equality is the best chance we have to combat the most pressing challenges of our time, that women are not only more affected by these problems, they possess the resources and leadership to solve them. Gender discrimination is not a woman problem. It is a world problem. In the face of these dark, immense issues, one voice, one shining light, one advocate may be the difference between a continued existence of silence and darkness, or a future of change and hope. For me personally, action in the face of adversity opened doors, altered the course of my life, and made every dream of a little girl come true. I wish the same for millions of women and girls around the world, that action, big and small, might empower, illuminate, and elevate their lives. And I invite everyone in this room to join forces in order to make that dream a reality. Thank you again to the World Economic Forum. Thank you, Professor Klaus. Thank you, Hilde, for this tremendous and esteemed award. I will cherish it forever and continue to fight for what I truly believe in. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Our next awardee is Nile Rodgers. Nile Rodgers receives the 2024 Crystal Award for his extraordinary efforts to bring youth voices to decision-making tables and for his exemplary commitment in fighting systemic racism, inequality, and injustice. Nile Rodgers is a cultural icon, a guitarist, songwriter, producer, and composer. He has brought to life some of the most memorable and influential music of the past several decades. His work with Chic, as well as collaborations with artists across a large spectrum of genres, has left an indelible mark on the soundtrack of our lives. His awards and recognitions comprise Rock and Roll of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, Grammy Lifetime Achievement winner, and I could go on and on. With Chic, he pioneered a musical language, and with the We Are Family Foundation, he promotes cultural diversity and empowers young people globally through its acclaimed youth leadership, storytelling, and mentoring program. His impact extends far beyond his musical genius. His dedication to various charitable causes, particularly fighting cancer, has shown his deep commitment to making the world a better place. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating Nile Rodgers for receiving the 2024 Crystal Award.
Yours. Where's mine?
It's okay.
Good one. Thank you. I'd like to sincerely thank Professor Klaus and Hilde. And let's not forget, this is important to me, let's not forget the team at the World Economic Forum, because I know how hard they all work to make this the best event possible. Thank you. My parents socialized me to care about people and give to others, though we ourselves were financially poor. So I'm immeasurably honored to receive this 2024 Crystal Award for my continuing efforts to help make a more peaceful, equitable, and inclusive environment through music and activism. I'm overjoyed that you recognize the incredible work of We Are Family Foundation. My commitment to supporting game-changing youth all around the world and our dedication to involving them in decision-making process in C-suites and beyond. Over the last 20 years, our We Are Family Foundation has powerfully illustrated my belief that young people are the thinkers and the innovators who are critical to both the present and the future of our planet. We are honored to work with hundreds of youths around the world who are actively solving problems they are personally experiencing, whether it's climate change, the ethics of AI, social justice, or gross inequality. They should have seats at decision-making tables. In my heart, I believe this because as a young Black Panther, I was just like them. Though I've had a successful career, it did not come easy. The greatest impediments to my success were ageism and racism. When I was a teen composer, almost every major record label loved my music. That is, until they met me and they saw that I was young and Black. After every meeting, eventually they'd say, "You don't look like your music." I wonder what that meant. Well, after years of trying, we finally got signed because a brave record executive quit his job at one label and took our music to a label that had repeatedly turned us down. However, he went to that meeting without us, just our songs. The president of that label signed us on the spot. It actually is funny to me now because, anyway, sorry. Once signed, we expanded on a template that has become the handbook for the most successful music. Let youth lead the way. Example. We composed, marketed, and promoted that first song, and it was a million seller right out the gate, as were our next 9 singles, one of which is still Atlantic Records' biggest selling single of all time. It's called "The Freak." You guys might know it as "Aw, Freak Out." But that led me to making phenomenally successful music with Sister Sledge, Diana Ross, David Bowie, Duran Duran, Madonna, Daft Punk, Daddy Yankee, Beyonce, and so many more. In 2023, which was a record year for music consumption, the industry's top composers and performers were teenagers and artists in their 20s. There are over 600 million people, including 100 million homes in the United States, paying for a premium monthly music streaming service. In that same year, I became the first songwriter to win a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and a Grammy for my latest hit with Beyonce called "Cuff It." The success has given me the opportunity to reach hearts all over the world. I realized a long time ago that I've been given a priceless gift. When I give that gift to others, I get back more than the wealthiest person on earth. Admiration to everyone who's helped me in this never-ending journey. And on behalf of We Are Family Foundation and our amazing young people, let's get more youth respected seats at decision-making tables. Just imagine what those young, energetic minds can do. Thank you all so very, very much. Thank you, guys. The most important thing. I was like, the most important thing is not my notes. It's crystal clear. Thank you all. Happy 2024.
This concludes our Crystal Award celebration. As is tradition, we will continue the evening with a concert. But first, it is now my great pleasure to introduce Carla Messina, CEO of Intesa San Paolo, our long-standing partner and sponsor for this always memorable event at the beginning of the annual meeting. Mr. Messina, we thank you for this partnership. Please join me on stage. Thank you.
So, thank you very much, and good evening to all of you, authority, and Hilde and Klaus. I'm really happy that each year you can allow us to be sponsor for this concert. This is very important for us as Intesa San Paolo because we are not only a strong value creator in banking sector, but we are today the number one impact bank in the world. We decided to commit 1.5 billion euros in donation in order to fight poverty, to reduce inequality in environment in which we operate. So we are today probably the number one impact bank in the world. The investments that we are doing in this area is second only to the investments that we are delivering on technology, artificial intelligence, digital banking. But at the same time, with this activity, we are now giving a number of jobs to people that can have a problematic situation from artificial intelligence and technology, because now we have 1,000 people working in this sector, so working for helping social, 1,000 out of 100,000, that are the number of employees of Intesa San Paolo. So I think that this area of corporate social responsibility and doing something for people in need is something that can be used also from other companies that want to develop technology without reducing the number of people working in the organization. So having said that, culture for us is important, is an area of investments. We have 4 museums in Italy, and that's the reason why we are so close to this organization, to you, Hilde, that are doing a fantastic job, and we are really proud to be sponsor of this concert. So I will leave the floor to the concert. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much again. The opening concert is an immersive musical and visual storytelling of the unlikely yet fascinating relationship between the Sahara Desert and the Amazon. It features performances by Angelique Kidjo, musician and composer Ibrahim Malouf, and the young Brazilian singer and songwriter Will Sant. The visuals are created by media artist Refik Anadol using cutting-edge technology and artificial intelligence. There we are again. I wish you a wonderful evening.